The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. After 20 minutes, the Pope said, "Now we can come to any conclusion. We better disperse for time being." You know why it stopped? Because the cardinals and bishops say, "We come to Rome to talk together. It's a dialogue." But unfortunately, that time, everything is prepared by the Vatican office. The bishop said, "No." All the commission members dissolved. Start again with the knowledge of each person. So, as a matter of fact, from the very beginning, when John 23rd, he announced this idea, no cardinal agreed with him. Some say, "What are you trying to do? We can't do anything with these things. Too big, too great. We can't do it." That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I go, but I will send my Spirit to look after you." It's so true. 50 years ago, this book started. And in fact, the first session, you know, for his enemies, so you see, "I told you, you cannot be successful." But with the help of Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And then, so more than 2,000 bishops gathered together. And there's so many vast ideas coming into for discussion. By that time, the Cardinal of Belgium, Cardinal Sunens, he told the Pope privately, "Your Holiness, it's too many things. We cannot do it. It would be a failure. The Pope is very humble. So good. Then you give me some ideas. So this can't be really promising. In a few days, make a proposal, make a council, consider on two main points. Just two main points. Because hundreds of ideas coming out and nobody knows what to do with all these ideas. Tell me two main ideas. One is on the church. The second is how the church approach the new world of the present world. So eventually comes to do this great constitution of the council. First, it's called Lumen Gentium of the church, constitution of the church. And the second is Gaudium et Spes, is how the church approached the modern world. And this how today, after 50 years, and we are living this spirit of unity, of the oneness of the church. You know, by the time the cardinals are not agreeable with one another, there are two types of thinking. One you call traditional, another one is progressive. So the Pope, now, by the way, John Paul III, he died after two years before finishing the council, and they elected the Archbishop of Milan, Montini, now become Pope Paul VI. He is a very capable man. He knows Satan will influence the people to be against one another. But his idea, if there's no unity, there's no church. So in order, unless we have all agree with all the constitution, we won't promote anything. So the cardinals, bishops, work hard all those years, and come this beautiful experience of unity inside the church, first of all. Unity doesn't mean to merge with the other conflict of the religions. Mainly, among ourselves, we need to be one family in order to profess our faith. That's why Jesus, before he left us, he prayed hard, Father, that all may be one. You see, by the time of Jesus already, he foresaw, because he knows everything. He foresees church is not always that united. Because man himself, ourselves, is not that united. Even our own self is what Paul says. Many things I should do, I didn't do it. And many things I should do it, I did. And that's what we are. If our personal experience is this, the parish is the same, the diocese is the same, the whole church is the same. Many things we say, we need to do this and that and that, that. Laziness, all these vices keep us away from the goal. And we thank the council members. They succeed in making unity, one mind, one heart. And that's the merit of a Pope, Paul VI. I heard that he will be canonized end of this year, Pope Paul VI. But I want to point out two things about the church called Lumen Gentium. Lumen means lights. Gentium means people. Lights of the people. What is the church? The church of what we are, we should be the lights of Christ. Whatever you do, you don't have to say, I'm a Christian. But with doubt, the spirit of the gospel, you're not light anymore. So, first of all, touches us. Lumen Gentium. We have to be the light of the world. And first of all, we should have the light within. And second, how we approach the world. Gaudium et spes. Gaudium means joy. Spes, hope. So attitude towards life, at least for ourselves, we have to be joyful. Joyful doesn't mean everything successful. Joyful means we have the hope. It's faith. Gaudium is faith. We have the hope in the Lord. He will never forget us. And that's His promise. I will stay with us until the end of the century, of the end of the world. You see, God is present, ever present in us. So this is our hope. And this is our joy. Even when we suffer, we know that we share the life of Christ for the sake of humanity. But as a matter of fact, our deacon, Joseph Song, you know him? Some of you know him, because he seldom served this mass. He served the Chinese mass. And now he's under treatment of cancer treatment. And recently we find out that he got 2 cases. So he just got treatment for 5 weeks already. Now he's getting the chemotherapy in the next 2 weeks. What he says, I want to share my pain with those who suffer. He offer his suffering for the people who are suffering. And secondly, he said, I know God has given me this cross. I want to share this light, this joy with people. I don't want to see that people be down and be feeling bad for Him. No, I trust the Lord. This is how we live our life. Gaudium is best. Hope, a joy and hope in the Lord. And looming gentle, we need the light. He's given just a small example. He's sick. Nobody can do much. Give him medication, you understand. To a certain extent. Or to diminish the pain. But not necessary unless we have the miracle. But he's joyful because he wants to share. You want to have this miracle, this sharing to 4 other people who are suffering with the light. So we are all invited to this feast of ascension. Jesus, not for nothing, that is going up and coming down. Because He sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you, within us. Next week we celebrate Pentecost, no? But at least we know that Jesus is always faithful to us. So let us live our life. The council teaching us, moving gentle, gathering space. Please stay.